Life Audio.
Hello, and welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We are so glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is the Lordship of Jesus. After a brief message from one of our sponsors, we will listen to today's devotion.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Preaching Jesus as Lord, written and read by Kyle Norman. For we do not proclaim ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. I once had a new parishioner in the church invite me for a walk. As we strolled along, she turned to me and asked, "So, you are really into Jesus, aren't you?" What followed was a wonderful conversation about why Jesus is central to our faith. But that conversation always struck me as odd. Why was it, at least for this person, that a priest being, quote, into Jesus seemed strange? What had her understanding been of Christian faith prior to our engagement? You know, whether you are an ordained person or someone who sits in the congregation, Jesus is central to our faith, and Jesus is central to our Christian life. As Paul writes, we proclaim not ourselves. We don't preach a message of personal improvement or an allegiance to some ephemeral ethic or virtue. No, we preach a singular message. Jesus is Lord. You know, the Lordship language has fallen out of favor these days. We don't like such regal or authoritarian language. Lordship seems so domineering, so passé, so over the top. Human lords can often be self-aggrandizing, self-serving, and pompous. But let's be honest, when it comes to who is the boss of our lives, well, I want that to be me, don't I? I want to be the person who calls the shots. I want to decide what I will do or when I will do it and how it will be done. I want to be the one in charge. And so when it comes to Jesus, well, sometimes I prefer the language of friend or brother. Jesus is a friend of mine, someone who walks beside me, who encourages me, but doesn't challenge me too much. But that's not who Jesus is. Jesus is the one to whom we are called to turn, and the one to whom every knee in heaven and earth will bow. On the Mount of Transfiguration, as Jesus illuminates the divine majesty of his divine presence, the voice of heaven declares, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Mark chapter 9, verse 7. See, the Lordship of Jesus means that he is the one that we are called to look to, and he is the one that we must listen to. Because he is not some bygone sage of long ago. Jesus isn't just a character in the story. Jesus is the image of God. Now, image doesn't mean copy or facsimile. It means the fullness of representation. Jesus is the full presence of the God of heaven and earth. God shows God's self fully in Jesus. And so we are called to live with, to look to, and to listen to him. Intersecting faith and life. When we consider the grace and love that emanates from Jesus, why would we want to listen to anyone else? Jesus is the one who shows us that there is no time in our lives where the love of God will not reach down and claim us. Just consider the people that Jesus interacted with. Jesus touched the people who the world said were worthless. Jesus spent time with people everybody said should be avoided. And when people rejected him, spat upon him, struck him, and crucified him, his only response was an expression of audacious love and forgiveness. Jesus shows us that no matter who we are, no matter what situation we find ourselves in, no matter how many sins or mistakes, guilts or shames that we may pile up in our lives, he is there to embrace us. Whether we accept it or not, whether we recognize it or not, whether we embrace him or not, the light of Jesus always reaches out to us. The light of Jesus always shines. To preach the lordship of Jesus is to declare the constancy of his loving presence. It's to make known the truth that God is with us and that we are invited to live within Jesus' love every single day. His death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead declares his victory over every sinful, negative, soul-destroying thing in our lives. And so we are free to know his love, to feel his grace, and to live with him for eternity. Paul says that it is the very God who has said, "Let light shine in the dark," that now has made Christ's light shine in our hearts. Jesus is Lord, not because he's the boss. He is Lord not because he's the biggest being on the playground, the one who calls the shots and demands our fealty or devotion. No, he is Lord because he is the one who constantly shines his love in our lives. He is the one to whom we can turn to when we find ourselves lost or confused or laden with burdens or shames. He is the Lord because in the end he goes to hell and back, just so we can know that nothing will separate us from the love of God that shines in the face of Jesus Christ. This is the gospel. This is the good news. And this is the message that we preach. For further reading, read Philippians 2, verses 5 to 11, Mark 9, verses 2 to 9, and 10 things you should know about the Lordship of Christ on crosswalk.com.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercool, your host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.